TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
I'm recording!
I'm recording too.
Which mic is everyone recording out of? That's the important question.
Yes, I am.
I'm recording out of the correct mic.
A novel approach.
Are you recording out of the correct mic, Tim?
Guys!
I am, but I am currently kneeling down and picking up some trash.
Is Zod there?
Okay. No.
Oh.
Guys! My new router arrived! Right, your mic's not attached to your head anymore. Right.
Correctamundo.
I was like, why would that matter? I'm like, right.
No, who gives a shit? My new router arrived.
Wait. All right, go ahead. Tell us about your new router, buddy.
My new router!
No one cares!
Nobody cares!
Nobody cares!
Hey,
guys!
Nobody cares!
Live 2 weeks with slow-ass internet and then sing that song at me.
Nobody cares!
Noah's off key!
That is not surprising.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe you make a few of you laugh as well. This week, I take a solo trip to Disneyland, Andy turns 40, and we discuss the slow decline of our once great, never great podcast. And when you hear this sound...
Remain seated, please. Permanecer sentados, por favor.
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
We're back! It's TanCast!
I don't know why, Tim, every time you would talk about Doctor Who, even though I know it's like a new show, I would always think of the one that I watched like in the 80s or 90s.
The one with the super shitty special effects?
Yeah, so when I just saw like a trailer for it, I'm like, oh yeah, fucking they've upped the shit.
I mean, you can still tell it's a British TV show.
Yeah, but I mean, it's way better than it used to be.
Hell yeah.
That'd be like saying, hey, you should check out Star Trek, and you're picturing, like, the cardboard sets and the fucking 60s uniforms and shit.
I think, oh, well, they've got a little better, haven't they?
A little bit.
Oh, I think that new Star Trek is tomorrow.
Say what?
Not new Star Trek, new Doctor Who is tomorrow. And then I noticed that I think there are ants burrowing into my ceiling somewhere, because there's little deposits on my headboard.
Hmm. You don't want that.
Neat.
No, you don't. That is something you don't want.
Nope. That is definitely something you
Luckily,
don't
Luckily, though, you rent, so you don't have to fuck. You don't have to pay for that.
True, but if it's extensive, Andy and I know, if there's problems in the walls, they will kick you the fuck out.
They'd be, peace out.
Just around the time
by the way,
that you're
I'm
thinking.
I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I was going to tell the story of how we almost moved to
no
Hawaii.
No one cares! We want to get started!
You can tell the story, Andy. Just say who you are, though.
I'm Andy, the abused A in TanCast.
I'm Noah, the neutral in TanCast.
All right, suddenly I care. What's up, Andy?
I was just going to say that when we got kicked out of the apartment was also the time where we were kind of kicking around the idea of moving to Hawaii together.
Yes.
Just you and me.
How our lives would have been different.
I was going to grow a Selick mustache and wear short shorts.
I wonder how long you guys would have lasted there.
For a long time, because even if you're homeless, you're still in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet.
I've heard living in Hawaii is hard. Like, it's expensive, and, like, you know, I know, like, if there's a lot of jobs. I mean, I'm sure there's jobs, but, like, probably a lot of tourist jobs. Like, working in the tourist industry.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, service-related jobs
exactly.
There. Yeah.
I would have been the most popular karaoke host in Honolulu.
Yep.
And now look at you, Tim.
And I was actually
I'm the third most popular TanCast host.
I was applying for a job at, I think it was Delta or United or something like that. Their IT department in Hawaii was hiring.
Oh.
I was like, I'll go do that.
And then we all moved in together.
Yep.
So yeah, this podcast may not exist if you guys moved to Hawaii.
That is true.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, world.
It would have been HatCast. Hawaii, Andy, and Tim together. Man, you know, somewhere out there, Tim, there is another universe where that actually happened. We moved to Hawaii.
Yes, I've been watching The Flash. I'm sure I can get to it if I just run fast enough.
Well, then that's not happening.
Yeah. So, yeah. To say nothing of super speed, I can't even get up to regular human speeds.
Yeah.
Like, So, super marathon runners run, like, the marathon, and, like, they're running, like, between 4 and 5 minute miles. I'm like, fuck, yeah. I can't even run for, like, 10 feet that fast. Like, like, I can't even reach that speed at all. Not even for a second.
I hurt my Achilles tendon walking around Disneyland for 3 days. It only started feeling better yesterday.
Well, gentlemen, I have bad news. We are old.
Yeah, it gets worse.
Yeah, there is no up from here. There is only, senescence and death.
I mean, that's a good time.
I that first word right. Coming. But I'm old now.
This is a good times coming, Andy. Don't you worry, baby.
I know. I'm still waiting for those old man balls to drop. Looking
40
forward
is the new fuck it.
40 is the new awesome. Like, I don't know why, like, 40 seems so old, and, like, I thought, like, women who in their 40s get, like, were so unattractive and old, and, like, life was sucky then. I'm like, oh, actually, life is not bad. Like,
that's because you had youth on your side back when you thought that, and now you don't, and so you got to make do with what you got. You're like, oh, maybe this is fine.
You're like, I'm just going to dig it. This is awesome.
I have noticed as I've gotten older that women have gotten hotter. So I don't know if it's women or if it's me.
Probably a little
you
both.
You have definitely not gotten hotter, Andy. I'll guarantee you that.
Yes, Tim. That's not what I meant. But thank you for taking that little chink out of my ego.
Woo! Did you see that picture of me at Disneyland? No, you don't follow Instagram or Facebook. So I had I went to like the official photographer and I took a picture in front of the castle. Mm-hmm. I'm like, can I get a picture of me jumping up like excited? And so I jumped up, and she took the picture, and when I finally got it back, my shirt had flapped up, my gut just flabbing all over the place. I was like, man, this seemed like a good idea at the time, but I just look like a just dad bod on display.
I mean, the dad bod's hot, Tim, though.
No, it's not.
I heard it is.
That's just what they're telling
dads. I hear that is from other dads who are desperately trying to convince women that it is.
Yep. I'm divorced and have 3 kids, but I'm dad bod, right?
Yeah, right? So come on, back to my place.
Come on. Please, I haven't been touched in so long.
I forgot what a woman feels like.
I got calluses on my hands. You see this? Please, I'll pay.
What if you just stand in this kind of the corner of the room and watch me jerk off? I call it the Kevin Smith.
Oh my god.
I thought that was Moshe Kasher's move.
Oh, Kevin Smith talked about doing it with his wife. Like, she was too busy getting ready, and she's like, no. And he's like, so can I just jerk off while you're getting ready? She's like, sure. And he did it.
I can't necessarily, I mean, I guess unless she was like naked and he was looking at her going, yeah.
She was naked and putting on makeup.
Got it. Okay.
All right. Well, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, we've all done that.
Oh yeah, that's normal.
Hey, is my lady putting on makeup?
Normal man behavior.
You can't tell what I'm doing with my hand with that musical gesture.
It's in your skin; it makes it smooth.
The thing though, I said about calluses makes me wonder: is jerking off harder for men who work in the trades,
or is it better
like if your hand's all rough?
Yeah,
maybe you get used to it though.
Maybe it's ribbed for his pleasure.
Like maybe like vagina is like terrible for you. Like you're just like, oh, this is so smooth and wet. Like,
I don't know.
Yuck.
Can we, toss some sand up in there or something?
Oh, my gosh.
Go to the beach and do the pelican.
Oh. Or maybe they just use lotion. Maybe they keep one hand in a glove, of mice and men with lotion. Keep it all nice and smooth.
Lanolin, not some aloe vera bullshit, motherfucker.
That movie was way better than it should have been.
I feel like that might be one of those movies that was way better than it should have been until you go back and revisit it, and you're like, oh, no.
No, you're like, no, this wasn't good.
Yeah,
no.
I think that's a prime candidate for nostalgia goggles.
Yep.
The feature that will never get off the ground.
Was I drunk when I saw this the first time?
It's weird how, storytelling has gotten better over the years of, television or movies, which seems like it shouldn't have. It seems like storytelling should be kind of, a thing that's universal, but just watching for example that show Nowhere Man, mm-hmm. It was like the action and the writing, it was kind of cheesy. I don't know if it was just because of the time that's where people were going, but it's just shows are way much better now. Not that it was a terrible show, but just quality definitely has improved.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to go back and see, since I did watch Nowhere Man at the time, and I remember being totally fascinated by the show until the end. I think we may have discussed this on Tancast. I know we discussed this 1-to-1, where, like, because it was getting canceled rather suddenly, that the end felt rushed and kind of a bit unfulfilling.
Right. It was definitely unfulfilling. Like, there was definitely more they
Is Andy cutting out for anybody but me? Nope.
Just you.
Oh, okay. Both of you are cutting out. That's great.
Neat.
I think that's your problem, Tim.
Yep.
So tell Janelle to try to limit herself to only some of the porn, because all the porn.
I need all of the porn. Andy,
can
you
explain how the porn gets to it?
I'm walking back and forth away from my mic.
Andy, have you researched the codecs they use on porn websites for videos? I made you laugh.
No, they all use H.264.
That's industry standard?
It is, mainly because it's standard for the chipsets they started putting into mobile devices 10 years ago, whenever the iPhone came out.
Fuck, your porn is like a whole other level. Like, oh, shit. She's so hot and she's got a smoking body. And look at that. That encoding they use on this video. That shit looks good. It scales on my mobile device just perfectly.
Oh, buffering.
I was going to make a nerdy reference, but yeah, you guys won't laugh. So fuck you both.
Hey, maybe a Someone listener out there. Will laugh. Take a shot.
I was just going to say, man, this is like all B-frames.
Yep.
See? You're right. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. But codec nerds just giggled.
Someone in New Zealand must have got that, right?
Like, because there's no interpolation between them. That's just all the original frames.
Crazy.
Yep. Man, Andy, you should work that material somewhere. Not here.
I shouldn't. But I was being meta.
Where do nerds go together? That's where you should go and tell that joke.
Comic-Con.
Well, shit. I think you're too late to buy your tickets.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Robin tried to get tickets, and, like, even though she got, like, the ahead of time, like, advance, like, option, didn't get any.
Wow.
I think we've all been there when we got the advanced option, but still didn't get any. Am I right, guys?
Yep.
No.
Did she try showing a little titty? I've heard that helps.
I don't know if showing titty to computer screen would have helped. I mean, I don't think she tried that,
but maybe next
year.
Well, it depends on the codecs.
It does.
To anyone who's picked up this episode without first downloading the one where we talked about where Andy questioned how porn came to his computer, like, this makes no sense.
But does it need to make sense?
Touche. No. Does anything we do make sense?
I feel like this works as well as any of the rest of the shit that just spews forth from us on any other given week, Tim.
I feel like most podcasts have, like, jokes that you only get, like, if you've listened to them over time, right? And getting to know, like, the characters. Although maybe...
I feel like anybody who missed the other one is just going, oh, I guess Andy likes codecs. Andy seems like the nerdy one. You're right, first-time listener. You're right.
Oh, you're gone. Bye, first-time listener.
Bye. We miss you. We miss you already. You don't know because you don't hear any of the rest of this. You're already gone. Off
maybe
to the
ether. Maybe they'll tune back in.
Nope, they're listening to Adam Carolla now.
Is he good?
Apparently. I mean, if you broke the Guinness Book World Record shit, whatever thing.
For, like, listeners?
I couldn't remember if that was Guinness. Yeah, most downloads of an episode.
Wow. I've never really liked him.
I liked him on Loveline and The Man Show. You know what? Classic Man Show with him and Jimmy Kimmel, that was lightning in a bottle.
Yeah. He's just a little too abrasive for me.
Yeah, I don't like his show, but I used to like him on Loveline, and I used to like him on the other thing that Andy just said.
Like, on Love Lines, I always felt like I wanted to hear, like, the advice that Dr. Drew wanted to give them, and he just wanted to, like, come in with jokes. So I felt like some of the time, the people didn't even get an answer to the question. It was just, like, him making jokes about it. I'm like, I would like some useful information, sir.
But on the other hand,
it was a TV show.
I was only listening to be entertained, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough. I want a genuine, like, oh, I would like to know the answer to this question.
Yeah. It was a bit disturbing when, like, I think it was when they were still on the radio. They had worked it out. So, like, when they started on TV, it was already done. But they started to be able to figure out, like, when somebody called in and they had, like, a real, like, little kid, like, Arrested Development kind of sounding voice.
That something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He'd be like, oh, you've been abused, right? Backstory?
Yeah. They're like, you were molested. I'm going to guess around 6 or 7 based on your voice. That's scary.
Yeah, it was a little fucked up.
After that, after watching them pull that carnival trick a bunch of times and realizing, you know, it may just be a carnival trick, or, you know, may have just been that they got lucky enough times and I remembered the times that they got lucky and not the times where they were wrong. But every time since then that I meet somebody in real life and they talk and they've got little kid voice, I'm like,
Were you molested?
Yeah, but like the front of house part of me is like, I'm like poker face.
Show me on me where he touched you. No, don't do that.
I don't think that's a winning combination there, Noah.
No.
Can I sexually harass you and remind you of your abuse?
I see no downside.
Next up, the White House.
So.
Do I do Tan last? Talk about a week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How's your motherfucking week?
I mean, Tim's probably got a lot to talk about.
I was going to say, Tim's probably got a lot to talk about, and he's got a little bit to talk about.
No, I have a lot to talk
and
about.
And he got old.
Nothing in particular.
I went to Disneyland.
No, this is going
to
be... Tim and Andy, heavy episode.
Andy, tell me about your week.
Excellent.
No, I'm just kidding.
Tim, how was Disneyland? Other than the flabby body.
Woo, just flabbing everywhere. Flabbing it up and flabbing it out. Flabbing it out.
Okay. Bye-bye. Question, Tim.
What's
was
that?
Harrison Ford there when you were there and no one told you?
No.
Is that what you're complaining?
No.
Okay.
What is it called? Celebration. Star Wars Celebration is happening in Orlando right now. And it's the big 40th anniversary of Star Wars, so they had a lot of guests there, and surprise guest was Harrison Ford. And, like, I happened to see a panel of it, like, when I was flipping through YouTube, and they're like, Harrison Ford joins the panel. I'm like, no one thought to say, hey, Tim, you should check out this panel video, because Harrison Ford is fucking on it.
Got it. Okay.
I know I have plenty of nerd friends in Orlando who are attending that convention or following it, and not one of them goes, oh, you know who would be interested in this? Tim Babb.
I think Tim Babb might be interested in this. Mm.
I think I must be tired because... okay, so this is going to be a little... not a little spoiler, but it's been over a year. It's been like
it's
a year
been...
and a half. 1 week since I spoiled the show. The fact that Harrison Ford's on that panel, like a little part of me is like, he shouldn't be on that now because his character's dead. That's not how life works, Andy. You
no,
don't just
Carrie
disappear
wasn't
from
on the
things.
Panel because her real life character is dead.
Too soon.
Mark Hamill did a big like hour-long tribute to her though.
Remain seated, please. Permanecer sentados, por favor.
I heard about that.
It was interesting.
Did you guys see the new bad lip reading?
Remain seated, please. Permanecer sentados, por favor.
I don't like those things. I watched it. I was like, okay, everybody's talking about this one. It must be really good. Fuck! No! These are never funny!
I love the word salad. It always amuses me. And the fact that that Mark Hamill is doing his Harrison Ford impression, not Ford, all the way through it, that was quite humorous for me.
Not Tim. Punch man.
Like, that's the last time you get me. Because people keep going, no, this one's funny. This one's so funny. Oh, my gosh.
This one's the best one yet. Wait, no, you guys see this one.
Tim, I think I figured out the problem with your comedy career. You're allergic to humor.
I'm sorry. Oh. Hang on. I'm getting a call from Pot.
Yes.
Apparently the kettle is black.
So black.
Wesley Snipes black. Charlie Murphy black.
R.I.P. P.S. Fuck cancer.
I forgot I worked with him until he passed away. I was like, oh, yeah, I worked with him. He was a good guy. I mean, we didn't become, like, fast friends or anything.
You weren't, like, best buds?
No. Although, like, I did, every time I introduced him, I'm like, and ladies and gentlemen, Charlie Murphy! And he had a bit, like, about how, one of his bodyguards is like, man, I am sick of hearing your name. I know you've got to be sick of hearing your name. People coming up, Charlie Murphy! He's like,
They should never gave y'all niggas money!
He's like, for 15 years, I was Eddie Murphy's brother. This will do just fine.
Oh, I didn't even know he was sick. I mean, granted, like, someone made good points. Like, yeah, probably don't want to talk about that. Like,
yeah,
like in advertising. But I was like, oh shit. Yeah. I mean, I didn't realize. Yeah, I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, some celebrities are like, hey, they want to make make hay of it in the news or whatnot. But maybe he's just like, hey, I'm gonna deal with this on my own because this sucks and I don't really want to share this with anybody.
Yeah,
I feel like I talked over Noah because he was cutting out on my end and not quiet. Sorry.
No worries.
A little bit, but it's how we do.
I mean, that's us, man. That's us.
So Tim, we struggle to turn out quality. No. was going to say, we struggle to turn out quality content on a good day, Tim.
We fail to turn out quality content on any given day.
Yes.
Sometimes we just fail to put out content.
Yes,
sometimes.
Like last week, because Tim was in Disneyland.
I forget to post, and no one mentions it for a week. I went through the whole process of editing the episode, getting the show notes ready, and I apparently uploaded the file to the thing, and then walked away and thought, okay, while it's uploading, I'll go do something else, and I'll come back and press post or whatever. And for some reason, I didn't. I ended up going to bed, and I fucking didn't do it for a week. And none of our listeners, neither of you guys, pointed out that I didn't notice that the episode didn't go up.
I mean, I think I realized. I'm like, oh yeah, it didn't post. I'm like, oh well. what are you gonna do?
And a listener
Noah can't be bothered. He got bitches to fuck.
A listener who was a security person at Disneyland is like, I'll give you the pat down tomorrow, or I'll throw you in Disney jail for no Tancast for the last 2 weeks. I was like, no Tancast for the last 2 weeks? And I look, I'm like, yep, that's 2 weeks old Tancast. Where's the new one? So then I posted about it on Facebook, and I was like, I don't know what's worse, the fact that I forgot to post the show, or the fact that no one cared or noticed. And two of our listeners goes, oh, we noticed, we just didn't want to say anything. I was like, oh, shit. Now it's even worse because you're too polite to point out our shittiness. Hey, don't point out their shittiness. They're going through some stuff, man.
It's like, you know, if you go to somebody's house and they've got like a really old sad dog and it's just shitting everywhere.
We are an old sad dog shitting on your carpet.
Yes. Yep.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Tancast, we're shitting on your carpet.
The old sad dog shitting on your carpet. You're like, well, you knock that fucking off, dog.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I can't stay mad at you. You can't help it. You're just old.
Oh, I can't. I couldn't help that either. So, other than the flabalanche, and hurting your ankle, I guess, or your Achilles tendon, how was Disneyland?
It was fun.
Disney World is the one near me.
I mean, it was fun, but it's also weird going by yourself now. Like, I used to do it all the time, but then, like, you just see kids. I'm like, oh, yeah, Michael would enjoy this, or James would enjoy that. And you're like, oh, but they're not here. Oh, well.
So did you start questioning your life choices?
Did you enjoy it a little less because you did have your kids with you, Tim?
A little bit. there are advantages to going by yourself because you get to, like I fucking saw everything the first day that I really wanted to see. It wasn't like, oh, well, somebody needs to take a nap or someone doesn't want to go or we have to eat or some bullshit. I was just like, nope, go, 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 go. Although they've changed it. It used to be if you get a fast pass in like Disneyland, then you can go across and get a fast pass in California Adventure and they're on like a separate thing. Like, because, you know, when you get a fast pass, you have to wait a couple hours to get another one. So it used to be you get two at the same time in each park. But now they've connected the computer. So if you get a fast pass in Disneyland, you also have to wait in California Adventure to get another fast pass. I was like, oh, damn it. My plot is foiled.
No bueno.
No, that sucks.
And if you want to take a picture with Darth Vader and jump up in the air like he's force choking you, they won't let you do that.
Like, they don't want to look like he's force choking you, or they don't want you jumping around him?
I don't know. They wouldn't let me jump at all. Same with Captain America. I was like, can I jump up, make it look like I'm flying? They're like, you can put your hand up. I'm like, but I can't jump. Just fucking say no. Say yes or no. Get that fence pole out of your ass. Let's do this. There's kids waiting in line. But then, other like the castle lady thought it was hilarious. I jumped up to give Chewbacca a high five, and they thought that was hilarious.
Did you get a Wookiee laugh?
I did. Well, I was wearing a Can't Wait for Christmas podcast shirt, and as soon as he saw it, he pointed at it, and he got the attention of the person taking the camera, and he's pointing at my shirt. He's like, nur, nur, nur. Like, I guess he was a listener of the podcast, probably not, or a Christmas fan. Sure, why not?
I mean, who's not a Christmas fan, really?
Jews.
I mean, they are pretty dirty.
What?
Huh?
No.
Who said that?
Uh-uh.
Hey, what? You get out of town.
Tancast, the official podcast of New Zealand and Hamas.
And the alt-white.
Oh, dear. Anyway, so then good times at Disneyland.
Yay.
Rode Star Tours a lot. Oh, man. Star Tours messes with your brain now. Because,
like, how so?
So, I don't know if you know that they've changed it so that now it's like it has rotating pieces that change given any given ride. So, like, mm-hmm. the first scene will be different, the middle scene will be different, and the last scene will be different.
Oh, okay.
And so, like, there's one of three of each of those that you that it can rotate through. And when The Force Awakens came out, when they reopened the ride, they set it in between episode 3 and episode 4. Like, that was the new setting of the ride, was in between, it was before the first, the quote-unquote first Star Wars.
Okay.
But then when The Force Awakens came out, they added a Force Awakens scene to the ride.
Hmm.
So, the scene that I opened with was we were in the hangar and then Darth Vader was talking to us and you could see a young Han Solo getting on the Millennium Falcon. Like, you know, Star Wars episode 1, 2, I mean, Star Wars episode 4, Han Solo hopping on the Millennium Falcon in the background and then flying away. We then jumped to light speed, come out of light speed over Jakku. And the Millennium Falcon is there, being piloted by Finn and Rey. And Finn is talking to you like, Star Tours, what are you doing here? Fucking, we jumped 40 years in the future for some reason.
I have no idea why.
Life doesn't make sense anymore, Finn. Help me.
I'm older than my kid. My kids are older than me.
So then...
fuck my brain.
Hang on a second. My computer's trying to restart. Let me make sure that doesn't happen.
Yep.
Postpone that for an hour, please. Okay,
are
so
we
then,
still cutting out at all, Tim?
What's that now?
Or have we been okay? Have we cut out at all, or are we still okay? Are we okay now?
Not since the last time you mentioned, I mentioned it.
Okay, it may have been on my end. I asked my wife if she could stop streaming.
Oh. Was it a seeming pile of streaming?
Yep.
My wife!
Oh, we haven't done that in a while.
We did this now.
We did
been a while.
It's back. anyway, so then I can't remember what happened. I can't remember who talked to us after Jakku, if it was BB-8. No, I don't think it was BB-8. I think it was Yoda. And then we jumped into the, the fight. It's like the battle scene in the beginning of episode 3. I'm like, now we're back in the prequels.
Battle
my continuity brain is leaking out of my ear. Coruscant. That's what I was trying to say. We're the battle over Coruscant.
Three. Yeah, sorry.
I mean, not that it really matters to anybody else. Like, hey, look, cool Star Wars shit. But I'm over here like, oh, excuse me, this doesn't make any sense because I'll follow with Young there, and I know he's not even on that final episode. And like, sir, could you please get out of line? And cover up that belly.
Oh, Tim, I know you're complaining, but you merely adopted the flab. I was born into it, molded by it.
And all week,
I didn't
I'm like,
see my toes until I was already a man.
All week I've been like, you know what, I'm going to eat healthier. And then my stomach's like, no, you're hungry. Fuck, you're right, I'm hungry. I got to eat.
Yeah, that's constant.
I'm like, okay, I had a salad. Okay, now I have some chips. Good thinking.
Yep. Well, these Cheez-Its are reduced fat. I'm sure I can eat them by the handful. Carb, 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 carb.
So, Andy, you're old now.
I am old. Oh, what?
How's that working out for you?
I'm old. Seems fine. What?
You like my old impression, Tim?
Now, if only it was an old Russian, it would be perfect.
I'm the Russian. Oh, fuck.
I was listening to some old episode where you're doing the Russian thing, and man, it made me laugh. Your shitty Russian impression is the funniest thing on Tancast.
Well, to you, but you don't like bad lip reading, so, you know, we got to question your choices. So I went to Chattanooga while Tim was in Disneyland, and I made my own kind of fun, which is to say I spent... 2 full days and an afternoon helping my brother and sister-in-law kind of basically rebuild the house that they bought that they're going to be moving into in, 2 weeks.
Did they give 2 weeks notice?
No.
Oh.
Yes. I mean, they gave more notice than that.
Well, then they're all set.
Oh, good.
Don't fret.
Yep. Yeah, so the house that they've been renting, that they've been planning to buy, they discovered there was a whole bunch of stuff that would, like, additional stuff that would need to be fixed at the house that... they were previously unaware of. So they went back to the owner. They're like, yeah, we would have to sink like another 10 grand into this to fix this and this and this. And the owner's like, nope. The price would be this. You know, the price that they'd originally agreed on. Like, yeah, we're not going to do that. This house is not worth that. So they bought another house that So someone that they knew had bought this house, and they had intended to basically, like, you know, do a pretty thorough remodel and then flip it and sell it. And once they got the walls open, they discovered that there was a lot more problems with this house than they had originally thought. So my brother and his wife took it off the hands of the person who was thinking that they would flip it. And they were like, oh, well, we'll build this out and it'll be our house and it'll be exactly the way we want. And then they opened up some additional things and discovered some additional problems that even the other guy didn't know about. So, yeah, they basically had it back to studs in some places. And in other places, they just took the studs all the way out and, like, rebuilt entire walls of the house. But, yeah, I mean, once they're done, it's going to be a nice place.
Nice. Well, I mean, yeah, once they're done, but...
Yeah. Gorgeous property. Enormous oak tree in the backyard. I mean, the thing is, yeah, massive. Shades, like, the whole yard.
Oh, yeah. You know what they say about an enormous oak tree?
No, what do they say, Tim?
Lots of shade in the backyard. Andy just said it.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You're not paying attention at all.
Of course, I do that. Duh, so, come on, man. Everyone knows that.
So shady. Yeah. So when I say I helped, I mean, like,
you went, way to go, Andy's brother. Way to go. I'm not sure if we say his name.
Way to go, Andy's brother. Way to go.
I was kind of shot boying. It's like, oh, you need somebody to go to Home Depot? I can go to Home Depot. Give me a list of what you need. I will go there and get it. You guys can keep working, and I will do this other thing that takes time.
Rip because those I am studs probably out. The.
Yep. It's not that I don't know how to do stuff, you know, because I've been doing stuff, home improvement type stuff with my dad and my grandfather since I was a kid.
It's that you don't give a fuck, like, about this house. Fuck you!
I don't give a fuck.
I give quite a lot of fuck about this house. I will be visiting the house. I will be staying in this house.
Tip like that.
From time to time.
I just like our alternative narrative, Andy, who doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah. No, it's more of, like, so much of the stuff is, like, you know, like, I may know the stuff academically at this point, but, like, I'm so out of practice that, like, even swinging a hammer, it's, like, the muscle memory just isn't there. So, you know, my brother's like, oh, hey, can you tack down these wires? Because he and I, like, completely redone the electrical work in his master bedroom. And he's like, yeah, just tack them down to the stud so they're not flopping around on the inside of the wall. I'm like, cool.
I like when they flop around the inside of the wall, though.
Yeah. So I grabbed the giant ass staples that you're supposed to hammer in, and I got the staples in, and then I took my hand away from holding it, and, like, as soon as I go to hit it with the hammer, the weight of just the thin little Romex pushing out against the staple just popped it right out of the stud. Like, fuck, I thought I had you set. So I get up there and I'm holding it harder, and I tap, 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 and it starts going in crooked. I'm like, damn it. Tapping it down, tap, 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 tap. I look across the room, my brother's done like five staples and I'm still fighting with this one fucking staple. So he looks over and sees me, he's like, you got it? I'm like, I got it. He's like, cool. He leaves. I finally get the thing I think sunk, and I'm gonna hold it on one side now because, you know, it's got two prongs on it. I'm gonna tap the other side kind of hard and get it set, and then I can, like, you know, really hammer it home.
Yeah, tap
and
it, Andy. Tap it.
Miss the fucking thing and slam my thumb.
Oh,
God, dude. And I hit it hard. Like, my thumb went numb. And it stayed numb for, like, 3 days after that. Like, the feeling's back in the tip of it, but, yeah. I was like, oh, I think I did some damage. So, you know, there's little kids running around and everything, so I was just sitting there going... Not any of the words I wanted to use.
Flarn, filth, filth, flarn, flarn, filth.
Yeah. Yep, pretty much.
Man, I never said no flarn, filth. What are you talking about?
But I did. So their guest bathroom is right off of the dining room area. And they were already talking about, yeah, you know, we should insulate this so, like, you know, not a lot of sound goes in there. And they insulated the wall between the dining room and the bathroom. But I'm looking like, I'm like, right around this corner is not insulated. So I went back in behind when nobody was looking because we had a shitload of extra insulation sitting around. And I insulated the fuck out of that bathroom. I'm like, no one's going to hear me poop. Because that's going to be the bathroom I'm using.
Wait, how loud
things
do you poop?
Things you have to worry about. Yeah. What are you doing, Andy? What's the kind of pooping you doing, buddy?
You guys have never taken a poo where it's got like that, like, you just had beans, so it comes out with, like, some force? So it's not just like, you know, you open your butthole and sort of a... noise, but it's that Like you're uncorking it?
Oh my gosh.
Gentlemen, let me describe my booze for you.
Is this what we're doing right now?
Yes, it is.
Is this what's happening?
Tim, I think if you look back 8 years, you'll find this is par for the course. In fact, this is a hole we've played before.
It's almost 9 years at this point.
Holy shit, you're right. No wonder we're old.
Are we too old for this shit?
I don't think we're too old for this shit.
Our listeners are too old for this shit.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's how I celebrated my 40th birthday. Went and helped family. Which, felt good. Like, I felt like I could have done more. I mean, it wasn't, like I was up there, like, being lazy or whatever. But I felt like, if I was better at it, that I would have been more help. So when they're like, thank you so much for coming, I'm like, I feel like you guys are overdoing this thank you. Like, I don't deserve this. I mean, I appreciate being thanked. I don't want to seem, ungrateful and all. But, like, and, plus it's family. And if they could use the extra hand, Caitlin was watching the boys. So they didn't have the boys underfoot all the time. Taking them out on adventures, keeping them entertained.
Adventures, eh?
Yeah. Yeah, they like went to a bounce house thing, and they went to, like a trampoline park kind of thing.
Come on, Tom and Huck. We're going on adventures.
Yeah.
This book is kind of racist.
Kinda. The character's name is Nigger Jim. At that point, you've really run out of gray area.
Guys, things are a little beyond racist.
What if we just call him Jim? Well, how are they going to know he's a nigger? All right. Mark, please. This is Mark Twain's meeting with his editor.
Yeah. Mark, have you considered Negro Jim?
Have you considered shutting the fuck up?
Same question!
Have you considered my foot in your ass? All right, Mr. Twain. All right.
Whoa. All right, okay.
They were right, he is surly.
Tim walked away from his mic again.
I didn't even walk away, I just turned to the left.
Yeah, can't do that.
If anything's exciting to my left, you're going to have to hear this. That's the thing that's exciting happening to Tim's left voice.
Yeah, so that's how I spent the birthday weekend. Actually, on my birthday, we went out for some Tex-Mex, a chain called Chewy's that was really tasty. Before that happened, we got up early because we were going to go to church.
Church. Church.
What?
Church.
What?
They go to church. We were going to go to church with them. I know. Get in the car. Caitlin's like, because we'd parked on the lawn at their house. She's like, oh, man, I'm having to give this thing a lot of gas. And, like, all of, just in the back of my head, I was like, if she's having to give it a lot of gas because the grass isn't that thick, something's wrong. So she gets out on the street and starts driving, and I hear a brrrr. I'm like, something's wrong with the car. Stop it right now. So I get out, and front right tire completely flat. I need new tires anyways. I knew that I'd needed an alignment done, and I'd kind of been putting it off. Once they got the tires off, they discovered that also there was a lot less on my front brakes than I'd thought. When they took the brakes off, they also discovered that my rotors had been heated up by Atlanta traffic and damaged, and my rotors needed to be replaced. So there was a lot of shit going on with my car early on a Sunday morning instead of church. So, instead of tithing, I paid a bunch of money to Firestone and got my shit fixed.
That was God getting you out of church because he knows you don't like it.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
He's like, oh, I'll do it, but it's going to cost you. Yeah. So hung out with them, played some video games with the boy. I was like, okay, are we going to go back to the house? Caitlin's like, no, because Drew's got to get to school tomorrow, so let's go home. All right, let's go home.
All right, so, guys.
We went home. I played some video games, had a low-key afternoon, and then right back to work on Monday. And discovered on Monday that I should have taken more days off. I should have taken a me day. Because I got there, and there was shit to do. Like, stuff had stacked up on Thursday and Friday when I was gone. But, like, I did not want to do any of it. Like, I was exhausted. Like, it finally hit me. Like, it finally caught up with me. Sunday, I was like, yeah, I got my second wind. My back's not trying to spasm on me anymore like it has been for the last 3 days. Like, I can totally go do more stuff. Let's go do the house. And then, yeah. Monday was the day of like, oh, Andy, P.S., you're old now. This is the time you pay the piper.
Sometimes you got to pay the piper, Andy.
Yeah, indeed.
And that piper wants it in cash.
Yep. We did have a vendor come to town this week, and they took us out for a very nice dinner after we had some long meetings with them. And as we were all kind of chatting over dinner, and people who are from out of town, the host at the restaurant was asking, if they wanted to take various different, there was like deep fried lobster, and there was a whole bunch of other like sides that were just sort of like, for the table. And some appetizers other than the lobster. They kept going around the table asking people, like, well, do you want this? Do you want this? Like, no, I'm traveling tomorrow. No, I'm traveling tomorrow. No, I'm traveling tomorrow. And they get to my boss. He's like, no, my wife's got a bunch of dietary restrictions, so I'm not even going to bring it into the house. So, like, I walked out of there with a bag that was, like, I think 10 people's worth of shit. Like, just give it to Andy. I'm like, it's because I'm fat, isn't it, guys? I don't care. You can say it's because I'm fat. I'm fine with it because you know why? All this food is coming with me.
I love to eat.
Oh, and it was so good.
How good was it?
It was one of those places. It was one of those places where, like, you sit down and you're like, oh, so, what's like their pasta? $40 for pasta?
Is that some good pasta? You're like, that was some good ass pasta.
You don't go to a steak place and do pasta.
You do if you're Tim.
This is true. I would have if I was paying, if I was trying to be, but if I'm going out and it's like on a vendor's dime or whatever, I let a couple people from the vendor order first. Like, let's see what everyone else is spending.
You're like, how many lobsters can I get?
Yeah.
Can I just get the 4 or can I get more because I'm hungry?
Yeah, because I see that you guys have steak, and you can do, like, lobster meat on top of the steak, but can you do lobster on the lobster on the steak?
Basically, I want a steak sandwich with 2 slices of lobster.
Yeah.
Can you do lobster on lobster on lobster?
I want, like, a double down, but I want the steak to be the meat, and I want the lobster to be the buns. And also some lobster sauce, and also no lettuce, more lobster. I say all this, I'm not actually terribly fond of lobster. That said, they're fried lobster. Yeah, their fried lobster was good.
Fried lobster, you say?
Yes, I said deep fried. They breaded it, they fried it up, and I got a whole box full of it.
That sounds tasty.
Yep, my lobster box is just sitting in the fridge waiting for me. Hey guys, guess what I'm doing for dinner tonight?
Eat it. Lobster
box?
Lobster box. Lobster box. Lobster box.
Should we kick it to Noah before we run out of time?
Oh yeah.
I got nothing to report. I feel like I've done stuff this week, but nothing terribly exciting.
I finally got to the point where Legends of Tomorrow started up in the Arrowverse.
Say what?
Legends of Tomorrow.
Got it.
Yep. And it's been kind of annoying because when I go looking for lists of, like, here's how many shows of The Arrow you can watch in a row before you need to switch to The Flash so that you can watch these two episodes back-to-back because here's where the crossover or the cross-reference or whatever is. Because most of the lists, it's like, here they are in chronological order and we're not going to tell you where the crossovers are. I'm like, well, that doesn't mean no fucking good because I can't binge on one. I got to flip, flippy-flop back and forth. And that's not how I like to eat.
Flippy-floppy?
Yeah.
I just decided to watch all of The Flash, which I have finished, and now I'm starting on Legends of Tomorrow, and I'm omitting Arrow altogether.
Yeah, that's. I mean, you're gonna miss some stuff, but they do a pretty good job of establishing the characters anyway, so you're fine.
Well, and I'm told Arrow is not that great, so fuck it.
It's not fast enough. Like Arrow needs to do
that's
more.
That's why I like The Flash.
Like, it needs to do more like what Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is doing. A greater number of tighter stories or tighter story arcs.
I see. I do. I am enjoying the current Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. thing.
Yeah.
Are you up to date?
They just got done with LMD, right?
No.
No? Then no, I am not.
I'm like, not really.
Well, I thought the next Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. thing, like, there would still be the LMDs, but it wasn't, like, that they'd hit a kind of an end, and now it's going to be the Agents of, I don't want to say the spoiler, just in case anyone's not up to date.
Hydra. There, I said the spoiler.
Okay, yes.
Hydra! Hail Hydra!
So you haven't seen any of the Agents of Hydra stuff?
No. I hadn't realized it started back up yet.
Yeah. There have been 2 episodes of it. We were going to watch one. We ended up watching both back-to-back.
Yeah. Well, I've been kind of busy the last 2 weeks, so yeah. I just discovered this weekend that iZombie was also back, so Caitlin and I watched that.
It is like after you're done binge-watching a whole, like, two seasons of The Flash, you're like, now I'm ready to watch some more Flash. I have to wait? Fuck this!
Yeah. I was the same way with Breaking Bad. Like, I was really sick when I got into it. So it was like just I was watching episode after episode after episode in between fever naps for like 3 days straight until whatever that cold was finally broke and went back to work. And I got through, I think, the first two seasons. And then after that, like, I sped through over the weekend, like, the next two seasons. And then it was like, oh, I've caught up with real time. And now I got to watch one per week with the rest of you plebs.
Well, and the sad part, like, I've caught up to season three, but all of season three isn't available on demand until after season three is over. Then it'll all be on Netflix.
Ugh, yes.
So I'm like, I'm not going to jump straight to episode 13 of season three.
No. No, no, no.
So I decided, that's when I jumped
on.
You
wouldn't want
to do that. Nope. That's why I jumped on Legends of Tomorrow. I like Brandon Ralph. He's adorable.
He is. And he does a good job as Ray Palmer.
Even his Ray Palmer is better than Henry Cavill's Superman.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said it.
Yeah.
Suck that dick.
Yeah. So, were they? Yeah, they were on Flash, so you would have seen it. So a large number of people who have been on various incarnations of the Justice League were on Arrow. But then they also established several of them on Flash, and then I think one more appeared in Legends of Tomorrow. Well, it's not a spoiler. Vandal Savage showed up. And I was like, man, like if they were just able to get Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman to cross over, they'd have a Justice League TV show ready to go.
But we wouldn't want that because Zack Snyder's building a shitty Justice League movie. We can't confuse people.
Yeah, with a whole different Flash. Why not the same kid? He's fucking great.
Because that kind of joy and positivity doesn't belong in the Snyderverse.
Yeah.
Although Superman is coming back for the Supergirl finale, so that's exciting.
Nice.
Trailer for Star Wars dropped. Noah didn't see it.
I did not. I will not watch it.
I bet Noah can guess what was in it without even seeing it. By that I mean not a lot of surprises.
So imagine Empire in the future.
No.
Darker tone, old master trains a new Jedi.
Yeah, you're telling him too much. I wanted him to guess.
Oh, sorry. Rey gives Luke a piggyback ride while she swings from Harry Vines.
Joke's not funny in text. Joke's not funny on audio. Joke won't be funny in person when I see you and you try and tell me again.
Tim, let the listeners judge. You don't like bad lip reading. Your opinion is suspect.
He's got a point, Tim.
Your joke delivery is suspect.
Hmm.
Ha. Burned you down
listeners,
to
right
the motherfucking
in.
Ground.
Who wore it better? Well, I feel like we're teetering, gents.
Hey, we could wrap it up.
I'm ripping
Someone
up the contract.
Someone going through paperwork.
I'm ripping up your contract.
Oh.
Wait, his contract with Tagcast?
Yep.
What? I'm like, Tim's just apparently opening his mail now. Maybe it's time for...
Your Tagcast contract
is void. He's like, I'm done with this
void.
Show.
Sorry, I did not realize you were doing a bit.
I was doing a bit of shit.
Yeah.
A shit bit.
That's
shit
about right.
Shit bits.
my in-laws got me a Fitbit for my birthday. As I'm opening it, Caitlin's like, they want to make sure that you don't take this personally. I'm like, now I kind of feel like I'm going to take this personally. And then I saw it was a Fitbit, and I was like, oh, I've been wanting to get myself one of these. She's like, oh, good.
To what end?
Because I want to not be a big fat fucker for the rest of my life.
All right, well, good on you.
Thank you.
That's a goal.
I mean, you know, the eating salad's only going to take me so far, and it's been slow. So, you know, clearly I need to be more rigorous with my movement of my flab.
Doesn't it suck when you eat a shitty-ass salad and you're like, I'm still fucking fat? This is bullshit.
Yeah, it should melt away.
Yes.
I should be like, I ate as many greens as I have, like, volume in my head, and that's a lot of volume.
I should, like, a big chunk of fat should just whoop and blop off run off your body and go like, hey, I'm free.
Yeah. Like the adipose from
Doctor
Who. You
breathe it out, Tim. You breathe it out.
Go back and watch the older episodes.
I don't think Noah even watched Doctor Who. He just watched the trailer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought maybe you caught Christopher Eccleston being interviewed by Terry Gross on Fresh Air, and you're like, you know what? I'm going to do this right.
Wow.
No.
Andy whipped up quite an elaborate backstory in his head.
Well, it happened on Friday, and then Noah was texting us about it yesterday, so.
Is that how it happened, Noah?
No, it was just, I was watching one thing, and then a preview for Doctor Who came on, I'm like, oh shit, they really updated this show.
That was the non-elaborate backstory I had planned.
Yeah. And that is the true backstory.
Yes. Truth be told, that is exactly what I expected. Uh-huh. Noah saw something for Doctor Who. You know, actually, I expected Noah saw something, confused it for Doctor Who, and then said, Doctor Who looks great.
No, that's Star Wars. Oh, okay. I wonder why Luke Skywalker was in Doctor Who.
Yeah.
It seemed incongruous. So, a proper episode this week.
Yeah.
We made it to a
proper.
A decent amount of time, which means there'll be a decent amount of editing, which means there's a good chance this won't get posted for another week. Who knows what'll happen between now and when it's supposed to be posted. We gotta prep.
Anything could happen.
We gotta prep the house for Easter over here. We're hosting Easter for a bunch of people.
You know what I'm doing for Easter?
Praying to the god of Thor?
I'm guessing probably, like, ordering a pizza.
That sounds delicious.
You could order a pizza, Tim.
I could, but I'm still fat.
I mean, that's going to stay no matter what.
Put some salad on that.
Oh, is that all you have to do?
Yep.
Sprinkle some salad on it.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
And ranch dressing, because, you know, nothing makes a salad healthier than just fat.
Well, as they say, hey! Nope, I'm not going to say it until we're done. So, for Tancast, I'm Tim.
I'm Andy.
I'm Noah.
Keep fucking that chicken.
What about our catchphrases?
You were doing a different sign-off. I thought we were trying something new. Now
I'm just trying to get
40.
You guys to launch into the catchphrases.
Oh, okay. Shit. What do I hate this week?
I got one.
This week I hate that I'm having problems with the AC in my car and the upstairs at my house and summer's coming. And Donald Trump. I blame Trump.
Not today, skinny waistline.
Yeah.
Or being choked by Darth Vader.
Never trust your laptop updates.
Fuck.
No.
Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
Tancast.
I don't think it's fully updated. Because that's why I was about to restart in the middle of the episode. I'm like, it's, no! Stop! You've taken so much from me!
Yeah, I had that at work. I'd been avoiding one for the past week, and IT is finally like, nope, we're shutting you down. I'm like, fine. I, you know, saved everything, closed everything out. Then, you know, went through the IT reboot bullshit. And then it came up, and it's like, you have new patches to apply. I'm like, why couldn't those gone with those? Was Microsoft doing releasing patches for shit back to back like this?
Because we're Microsoft.
And I'm sure it's probably
fuck
because
you.
Of Russian hackers or some fat guy in his basement in New Jersey or whatever Trump thinks this week.
That's what I was going to say. We made it through an entire episode without a Trump rant.
No, I snuck a couple in there.
No, by the way, there was a couple of little like one-off jabs.
Okay. Taxes are optional this year, people. The president's not paying them, you don't have to either.
No, I wasn't calling for a rant.
Oh, okay.
I was happy.
Oh. Well, I sensed your happiness and decided to take a shit on it. How about that?
Because one of the listeners, I was like, because when I posted the thing about, like, nobody even noticed that Tancast was gone. And someone was like, yeah, Andy's Trump rants are a bit much. I agree, but damn. So he was apologizing for not having noticed.
Too bad. All right, Noah. Tim.
I think I said never trust. Oh yeah, never trust your Windows updates.
We're done.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. This is all post credits bullshit.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oof, senility is already kicking in.
That's what you get with your old 40 balls.
What?
What?
Okay.